the all-American half pound, two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
We love rain. We love rain.
Good evening, and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular weekly theme. And, well, this evening, it's raining, as it has been all day here in our WMFO Medford, Somerville, Boston area. And that was the Japanese threesome, the 5, 6, 7, 8, with It's Rainy. So, this evening, we've got so much great music coming up for you as we genre jump our way through a freeform mix of, well, rock and jazz and funk and punk and electronic and disco and ambient. Yes, as many different styles as we can that match our theme of rain. Rain, rain. And, well, let's see. In the next set, we're going to start things off with, of course, another Japanese band, the Brilliant Green, and then the Canadian collective Brand Van 3000, something from the Beatles, and then my favorite female jazz singer, Astrid Gilberto. And then we're going to hit you hard with something. And, well, you'll just have to wait and find out what that is as we start your Friday night sound collage party. Yes, rain, rain, rain. Here's the Brilliant Green. And Rainy Days Never Stays.
Job. Could be worse.
How?
Could be raining.
No, I think I'm okay.
I feel fine.
feeling no man, cause in at this set time that you no work for Satan. Lord of mercy, Lord of his mercy, whoa.
president. The greatest gift and honor is having you for a daughter.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Rainy day is
you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt. A newt.
We got better.
Read my lips.
Yeah. Hi, I'm meteorologist Gary Woodall with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. Flash floods are the number one weather-related killer. When driving, stay away from areas where water covers the road. Most vehicles can be washed away by only 2 feet of moving water. Be extra cautious at night when the flooding is harder to see. Don't gamble with your life during a flood.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. This evening, our theme is all about rain. We began with the Japanese band, The Brilliant Green, starting off that set with Rainy Days Never Stays. And then the Canadian Sonic Collective, Brand Van 3000, Rain Shine, from their perfect Glee album. Every song on it is great. No filler material. What an album really, really should be. Yes, Glee by Brand Van 3000. And then we heard from the Beatles, a version of Rain that I found on Past Masters Volume 2. And then Astrud Gilberto, the Brazilian jazz singer. Here's that Rainy Day from an outstanding compilation of her work, Jazz Round Midnight, Astrud Gilberto edition. And then the Cult finished us off with a song simply called Rain. So, you know, this weekend, it's Tufts Spring Dance Weekend. And there's a couple of performances over at the Jackson Dance Lab at 50 Talbot Avenue. In fact, going on right now is one where it's also going to be, have another performance tomorrow, so there's still time to catch it. And basically, it's dancers of the dance repertory and performance class under the direction of guest artist Jun Kuribayashi. And they're exploring questions like, what happens when movement invention is sparked by solutions to movement problems rather than music or emotion? But best of all, there are performances by graduating dance minors. WMFO's own Jane Acker, who hosts her Tuesday morning show, 9 to 10 a.m., Don't Make Me Dance. And also Nelly Agosta and Teresa Ho and Miriam Priven. They're all performing. And you can go to TuftsDramaDanceTickets.com and still get a ticket for tomorrow's 7 p.m. performance, which is where I'm going to be attending as well. And then on Sunday at 5 p.m., the School of Arts and Sciences and the School of Museum of Fine Arts are presenting an afternoon of new work and their current works in progress. And you can also get tickets for those at TuftsDramaDanceTickets.com or in person at the Balk Arena Box office in the Aitikman Arts Center. And this has been a message from your dance-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational and Community Radio. So backing me up right now is some ambiance from Well, this is a piece called Thundering Rainstorm off of a CD that I actually got at a garage sale. Nature Selects. 14 pieces on here. Well worth my dollar. So, in the next set, which is going out to my good friend and fellow AC/DC aficionado, Brian Honig. Oh my goodness. Okay, got to get that ambiance back. Yes, how did that happen here? So, this is going out to Brian, and what we're going to do, obviously, is play some songs revolving around our theme of rain, but the whole set, we're just going to alternate between some Creedence Clearwater Revival and Led Zeppelin. And in particular, we're going to have, well, one of the best Led Zeppelin songs, the Rain Song, but it's also, you know, a kind of... It's Led Zeppelin, you'd say, is a heavy metal band, but the Rain Song is certainly not a heavy metal song. The record producer Rick Rubin said, "I don't even know what kind of music this is. It defies classification. There's such tasteful, beautiful detail in the guitar and a triumphant feel when the drums come in. It's sad and moody and strong all at the same time." He says, "I could listen to this song all day. That would be a good day." And another point about the Rain Song is we actually have George Harrison to thank, because he was hanging out with Jimmy Page and John Bonham, Bonzo, one evening. And he was, saying to them, "The problem with you guys is that you never do ballads." And so Jimmy Page, that kind of like riled him a little bit. He kind of thought to himself, "Oh, I'll give him a ballad, all right." And so he wrote the Rain Song. And in particular, as a little tribute to George Harrison for that, the first two chords of the Rain Song are actually it's echoing George Harrison's song Something. So that's going to be the second song you're going to hear in this set. Alternating Creedence Clearwater Revival songs and Led Zeppelin songs about rain. So let's get that going here with some CCR.
Cut me through the ages. are the sunlight in my growing. So little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you.
offer was bogus, why did you even listen to it?
Because it was nice, just for a moment, to believe it was genuine.
Before their time so that others can live. It's a cornerstone of civilization.
I'm not afraid to die.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Our theme is rain, rain, rain. And it's basically what we had in that last set, alternating between Creedence Clearwater Revival and Led Zeppelin for CCR and Hole Stop the Rain, and then an incredibly beautiful ballad by Led Zeppelin, composed by Jimmy Page in response to George Harrison commenting that Led Zeppelin never did any ballads. And that got Jimmy Page thinking, oh yeah, I'll give him a ballad all right. Another thing about that song is it's uses a guitar tuned in a very non-conventional manner. Basically, Jimmy Page does that on some songs like Black Mountain Side and Brown Are Your... and it's something that I have really gotten into over the last couple of years. Not this particular tuning that was used in the Rain song, although I've experimented with it, but things like putting much thicker strings on bass strings. And one of my favorite guitar tunings right now starts off on the way bottom with the thickest bass string, like tuned to an E or something, and then the bottom string from a regular guitar pack next tuned to E an octave, but the same as like being on the regular lowest string on a guitar, and then just fifths and octaves after that. And it's an incredible tuning, as are so many of the other alternate tunings. There's just like a whole other universes out there. So then we heard from Creedence Clearwater Revival once again, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And Led Zeppelin finished us off with Fool in the Rain from In Through the Outdoor. Well, let's get back quickly to the music. And we're going to hear, well, you know, there's so many songs called the Rain Song. And this particular one I'm going to play you next is by Sharon Birch. And, you know, it almost makes me cry hearing this. And we've got some Vangelis and Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton in this set for you, too, here on WMFO in Medford.
Lay, 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 lay I watched sea beams glitter in the dark nearly 10 hours a day. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
United States. Let me just say this. I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.